It's Jared Pinterest.
Wait one second, sir. Now, what's your name again, sir?
Patrick Reese, number 21923.
Okay, Mr. Reese, one second, sir. Let me see if I can find some paperwork here. Okay, Mr. Maurice, you are appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. But just for the record again, let me get you to state your name and ADC number once again for the record, sir.
Reese, Patrick, 21923.
Okay, Mr. Reese. According to information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September 13, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
It stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're representing yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing. And they are, to my extreme left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. And to his right is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. And the gentleman that you can see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Mr. Reese and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Sir, Mr. Reese, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your release from custody on July 14, 2017. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was an instructor from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, but...
Okay. You have an opportunity to explain it later, but now you're saying it is true for the record. Okay, sir, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Board members, by the admission of Mr. Reese, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two. You'll have an opportunity in phase two to explain this to us. But we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive that information, we'll be back to talk with you, sir. Mr. Osborne, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Ruiz was released from DOC custody on July 14th of 2017. He was arrested on August 27th, 2017 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office on his absconding warrant status. He was returned back to our custody that same day with 44 absconding days with a community supervision end date of July 28th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, burglary, second degree, 6 years, 6 months. In 2012, theft of means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, burglary third degree, 2 years, 6 months. And 2006, escape second degree, 1 year, 6 months. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG name information noted, and on July 9th of 2017, a list of 25 names, ADC numbers, and monikers was found in the cell of another offender. 15 of the names listed were marked to indicate rank. The list was determined to be a roster for the Board of Brothers membership list. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS completion, 4 months. He has a significant disciplinary history with multiple threats of harm and intimidation, ag assaults, and possession of a weapon noted. Other arrests, 2003, criminal trespass, second degree, AZ juvenile probation. 2003, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile probation. 2003, false reporting to emergency responders, AZ juvenile probation. 2003, false reporting to emergency responders, AZ juvenile probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ juvenile probation. and 2006 robbery, AZ felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G5, V6.
Thank you so much, Mr. Osborne. And now we're back to you, Mr. Ruiz. And according to information that we have, we don't have that much in your case supervision, but we do show that when you were initially released, that you were accepted to go to the Paxton House down in Tucson. However, you did not pay the deposit required by Paxton House to hold your bed and did not contact the program upon your release. So once you were released, sir, where did you go since you didn't go to your place that you had been accepted, and that was Paxton House? So what did you do, sir?
I have a phone with one of my friends. I was ready to rent a room from his house once I got a job, and I was working, doing side jobs, like cleaning house, cleaning yards and stuff. That's how I'm paying for my room there. And when I was released from DOC, a sergeant and a CO, the release CO, told me how I did my 6.5 years, that I was released from parole. That's what the CO that drove me to Tucson dropped me off on Speedway and the freeway, because he said I was not on parole. If I would have known I was on parole, I would have been checked in. But I didn't know that. That's the reason I didn't find out that I was on one until the day before I was arrested. And I had my lady, I had my girlfriend call so I could turn myself in.
Okay, now, sir, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but on July 13th, you did sign the conditions of supervision and release, and the first one says, upon release from custody, I will contact my supervising officer or duty officer by personal visit within one working day, unless otherwise directed by a special condition. And you signed that, sir. Therefore, you didn't read what you signed, sir?
I don't know how to read or write. I've been in special education my whole life, and I don't know how to read and write.
Now, did not your officer, your CO3, your CO3 who witnessed your signature, did he not explain that to you, sir? Yes, it was he.
She did not?
Hold 1 second. Mr. Osborne, is that common that they don't explain it to him?
No, sir. Upon release, every condition is explained, especially the one also in the bottom of 12A. I shall report in first to Tucson Parole Office, located in the Hizzy address and phone number of his PO, within one working day of release. So these things are explained in detail upon release. And he signed and acknowledged.
Okay, sir. Just wanted to go on record with that. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you.
So now what? Now those 44 days that you were out. Now you said you did not know because you could not read or write. But according to the Department of Corrections, they do explain it to you. But I'm going beyond that at this particular time. So during those 44 days, you said you were residing somewhere. Did you find a job, employment at all, sir?
I had my girlfriend that was helping me go to look for jobs, so she counted for that application. But I was doing side jobs on the side where I was killing people's cars.
Okay, so your girlfriend was filling out the application for you, and but you didn't find any employment per se while you were out, sir?
No, sir. And I started to attend. I only enrolled myself in home, and I enrolled myself so I could get my sight and get my classes there.
Okay. So I just want to ask this question, you won't be penalized regardless of what you say about it. But you've been in and out of the Department of Corrections, if I heard the information correctly coming from Mr. Osborne, since really about 2000. That would be about 17 years total that you've been in and out, not always in, but in more than you were out. You never thought about taking the GED. I know you said that you cannot read or write, but you never thought about learning how to read or write while you were incarcerated, sir?
I tried to, but on the yard where I was at the last 4.5 years, but then they had a lockdown. It was a lockdown yard. They didn't let us take those classes.
Okay, so it's just just didn't work, and I'm sorry that that was the case, but I do understand that that was very unfortunate, because if you had read or had been able to understand when your CO3 explained it to you, it fall for condition number one as well as condition number 12A, it was very plain that you were supposed to report. But at this time, I want to listen to other board members who might have some questions for you at this time. I don't hear any questions from other board members. Therefore, I want to give you another opportunity, sir, to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board that would justify your being released back out into the community without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I just want to ask for another chance, because I am trying to change. I'm not trying to be that old person that I used to be. I'm trying to change, and I'm trying to go with my classes so I can get on my sightings, the right sightings that I'm supposed to be on. So I was trying to go do all that and get a job, something I've never done in my life. I've been trying to do. I'm not trying to be that old person that I used to be before.
Before the board goes into discussion, let me just ask one other question. Now, when you were released, were you, and this, when I say when you were released, I mean when you were released back in July the 14th of this year, did they give you a psych medication at that time, sir, or were you released without medication?
No, they released me with a 30-day supply of medication, so I went and enrolled myself in La Frontera so I could be seen by a psych doctor
So they could give me my psych medication. My final question, sir, are you on medication at this time, sir? I'm only on my medication for my anxiety. Okay, sir. Okay, before the board goes into discussion, I want to ask board members again if there are any questions. There are no questions by board members at this time, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And part of this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to return you to the community or whether to revoke your community supervision. Once again, this is a very unfortunate situation. I recognize the fact that Mr. Reese cannot read his instructions. However, I think that I'm sure that his CO3 must have explained them to him, especially conditions number one and condition 12A. In addition to that, he's been in and out of the system before. And in 08, I believe, for 4 months, he did complete his community supervision and on parole. Therefore, he understood, he should have understood, I won't say that he did, but he should have understood what he was, what the conditions that he was involved in, as much as he's gone through that process before. And for 44 days, he did not make contact with his parole officer. I really feel bad to have to say this, but I have to say that at any rate, I just happen not to be in favor at this time. I don't want to speak as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Reese violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, may have lapsed into criminal ways, in as much as there were 44 days we had, that is, the Department of Correction had no contact with him whatsoever. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, by the unanimous determination of this board, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on June the 14th, 2018. Sir, make sure you ask your CO3 to explain the conditions that you will be released under. If you don't understand them, just say, I don't understand, please explain it to me, so that you make sure that you understand it, sir. So thank you so very much. Your hearing is over. Good luck, and be prepared so that when you get out, you can be a productive citizen, sir. Thank you so much, sir.